Hello, I'm Jadelyn Bailey, and welcome to Abundant Nurturing. Having energy to do the things we want each day can be challenging in the winter. Our fast-paced lives leave us feeling behind, unaccomplished, discouraged, and down. Many of you may deal with various types of depression. I prefer to call them the depths. You may feel like you're walking through mud or lead is slowly moving through your veins. Others feel like they are in a deep pit and can't get out, or are buried under too many undone tasks. Regardless of how you or I feel, it's important as nurturers that we invest in our own wellness so we can have the energy to care for others. We need to accept that our energy slows down this time of year, and that to care for ourselves, it is useful to semi-hibernate. Semi-hibernation is a practice of self-care in which you focus energy inward, reduce high energy activities, balance activity with rest, and reorganize or modify the healthy activities you already do. This is not the time for big New Year's resolutions or making drastic changes. April or September are better months to make big changes. Semi-hibernation is being kind to yourself by incorporating actions that promote thriving as opposed to surviving. I call these thrival practices. Thrival practice number one, focus in. This is a good time to begin or enhance meditation practices, which include prayer, meditation such as breathing or tapping or EFT, rest and quiet time, and also, as a part of focusing in, is learning new things or self-improvement. By reading books, magazines, or articles online, listening to podcasts, taking continuing ed classes, or other online classes such as O courses, or favorite self-help authors that offer online courses. Your second thrival practice is reduce high energy activities. Change your workout. Instead of running, go walking. Having a tightly packed schedule decreases productivity. It's hard to eliminate priority activities, but is sometimes necessary to allow more time for wellness activities, including connections with other people and alone time. For me, this means letting go of some of my housekeeping duties or changing how I move through my day. This is also reducing high energy activities include simplifying meals. The third thrival practice for semi-hibernation is to have a balance between activity and rest. About every hour or every 90 minutes or at a set time of day, take a break. Take frequent breaks. Rest. Do your meditation of breathing for 2 minutes and just focus on your breath. Get up and walk around. Move your arms around. Just find a time to take a break. At the end of the day, set routine to unwind for bedtime or just to end your work day. Sometimes I start at 6 or 7 for my bedtime routine. Set activity at certain specific times. For example, when to run errands or when you work out. Sometimes it's better to work out in the afternoon or at noontime instead of in the morning during this time of year. Same thing with running errands. Perhaps you run the errands in late morning or later in the afternoon rather than first thing in the morning or right after work when you might feel more stressed. The fourth thrival practice is reorganize or modify healthy activities. For example, exercise. You want to modify how long you exercise. Instead of exercising for an hour, you may want to cut that down to a half hour. Also changing to simplify the meals that you prepare. For example, preparing more soups and stews with root vegetables because those can be done in a crock pot or in a shorter time period and are soothing. Also, casseroles can be made in advance and heated up, which can save you time. So simplify your meals and simplify your exercise. These are healthy practices that you do every day and can be simplified this time of year. Thank you for joining us for Abundant Nurturing, and may you thrive in your thrival practices of focusing in, reducing high energy activities, balancing between activity and rest, and reorganizing or modifying healthy activities. Thank you, and have a blessed day.